And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Quick word with you, buddy. Got it?
Absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
Like, last night was amazing. Town was absolutely hopping.
You were in the Mardek.
It was brilliant. The Mardek was hopping. It was just wedged. It was brilliant. The atmosphere was great. Everyone was absolutely buzzing. And everyone was in good form. And my mind started to drift a little bit in the second. I was like, imagine if we get to the World Cup, we'll have at least three more days like this where everyone is going to be up for it. Everyone is going to be so excited. Like, it'll do wonders for, like, not just the Irish economy, but just, like, even around Cork and Cork City. And just to have Cork hopping for those three games. And, like, oh, my God, this is going to be brilliant. And then we lost. And I was like, we're never going to get to the stage again. It's going
to be
whole
generations
and years.
Of people that would have been inside in the Mardek, actually, who have never seen an Irish World Cup.
When you think about it, like, Ireland were so spoiled. They were in three World Cups from 1990 to 2002. And we're like, it's going to be like this every 4 years. Ireland going to be in the World Cup.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
It's such a long barren
spell. I've got it because it would have been a great summer around the country. And it would have been a great summer on the air as well. I'm looking at it from a bit of a selfish point of view. But Eamon Dunphy this morning says he blames the manager and he says he must go. They squandered a 2-0 lead, lost in penalties, and it's not good enough.
Now, look, they were 2-0 up, but, like, the manager can't legislate for Ryan Manning pulling a jersey back when there was absolutely no need for it to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
He said they were disorganised, slow, and there for the taking.
Second half, they were, like, first half, Ireland were the better team by far. Didn't come out of the traps for the second half. It was weird. Czech Republic, or the Czechia, just upped their game in the second half. And
he said they weren't a good team, though, and they were there for the taking.
100%. And that's the frustrating thing, is that Ireland were the better team the first half. If they continued like that, they would have won comfortably. Czechia, not a good team, there for the taking, is a very, very accurate statement.
Oh man, it's absolutely heartbreaking. Everybody's a bit down in the dumps today, and poor old Rory amongst them. Off you go, pal. Have a good weekend in spite of all of that.